When we were in Goa, Swami had this little book of jokes that he would read and share with us. And one of them pertains to what our topic is today, because Master said it's very helpful to try to remember the earliest possible memories or inclinations or interests you have as a young child, and then you can feel what you've come into this life with. Well, this joke goes that a man went to a psychiatrist and said, "Doctor, I keep having this feeling that I'm a cat." And the doctor said, "Well, how long has this been going on?" And the man thought, "Since I was a kitten." Well, so this topic of birth, it's actually, I mean, we could probably talk about it all week long, because it really is, if we understand properly what this process is and why we have reincarnated, you cut the cord and you're done. But it's, what is it that reincarnates? What is it that moves us from the world of the astral world, so-called death, back to the physical world, so-called life? And the ego is a configuration of energy. That's all it is. It's past thoughts, past identifications, past memories. And the ego is an aspect of our astral body. So when we die, when we leave the physical body, the ego is part of the astral perception. And when we reincarnate, it's the ego that draws us back once again. And as I say, the ego is an element of the astral world. The astral world, as Jyotish was describing, is a world of great beauty and great subtleness. And Master emphasizes very interestingly that even a little meditation helps us make an easy transition into the astral world. Because it's when we meditate, we disengage from identification with our physical body, and we dwell more in our energy body or our astral body. Some years ago, Swami gave us all for a Christmas gift a beautiful photo of some clouds. I know over the years when we would go on trips with Swamiji, we'd be driving in a car, I would always notice there was a certain kind of cloud that appeared when we were in the car with him. And in my heart, I always said, "Oh, those are Swami clouds." And they were just very soft and beautiful and radiant. And the picture he gave us was of, that Christmas gave to everyone, was of Swami clouds. But there was a quote from his wonderful little book, Secrets of Meditation. And the quote, and we have it hanging in our meditation room. And Swami said, "The secret of meditation is to pray with deep faith, not as an outsider to heaven, but as one whose true eternal home is heaven." And that's a very, very helpful thought to go into meditation with. When the last Sunday we were in the Pune community, Swami was answering questions, and someone asked him about his sadhana, and he said, "Well, when I first started meditating, I was trying so hard, and I just didn't feel like I was making progress. And I asked Master, aren't I trying hard enough?" And he said, "You're trying too hard." And so this thought of the transition from the astral world and rebirth, it's very helpful in our meditation if we can try to build a bridge in our meditation to being in the astral world, to relaxing into it, not with tension, not with, I mean, obviously you need willpower, you need motivation to meditate, but if we can really just feel, meditation is my true home. The astral world is so familiar to me. The beauty and the harmony and the refinement, this is it's a vivid memory, more real than this world. And so it's a very good tool to go deeper in meditation and to prepare for the final exam of death. if we can really just meditate with that sense of building a bridge to the astral world through deep relaxation, when you do your kriya, be aware of it as an astral breath until you can be aware of it as a causal breath, but that's what it is. And because the ego is what, it's that which, it, you know, you can think of it as like those little Etch-a-Sketch things. What's the one that has all the little iron filings and then you have that magnetic pencil and you can create an image? Well, that's what the ego is. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to create an image from the astral world and that's going to plunk me down in the physical world. And the more and more through our meditation that we can just say, I live in this realm of energy, not the physical realm. And then whatever happens to us physically, good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't touch us so much. And when it's time for us to take the final exam and leave, we can say, I'm going home. I've had a good time here. I've done what you asked me, Lord, but now I'm done. I'm going home. And so we need to understand why it is that we reincarnate. And I think there are three main reasons that, as for the population at large. I had a very interesting experience that perhaps some of you have heard me share before, but it was Master gave me a little insight into the process, what draws us into reincarnating. I was having a retreat down at Master's retreat in Encinitas, and at twilight I would meditate, and then as the sun was going down, I would just go walk along the cliffs there, looking out at the ocean. And one day, one evening, it was so beautiful. It was like the astral world, like Swami's clouds. It was, the sky was just this beautiful, like turquoise chiffon. And the ocean was like velvet, slightly bluer gray velvet. And then the beautiful pearls where the lights reflected on the water. And it was like Divine Mother wearing the most beautiful gown you can ever imagine. And I was just looking out at that thinking, this is so unified. It's so perfect. Why do people want to break it up into little units? And then something caught my eye. And it was some movement on the water. And I realized there were several people surfing on the water. And so from that total undifferentiated awareness of the sky and the ocean and the air and the stars, there were these three little people out there, and they were riding their surfboards. And it was like I went from that to this. And I got engrossed in the drama. And I thought, oh, look, one of them's going to fall. And oh, look, this guy's going to make it all the way into the beach. And it was like all of a sudden I went, oh, my God, that's what happens. We're in the astral world, and it's so refined and undifferentiated and expansive. And then we get caught in a little drama. And it wasn't personal. I didn't know who they were, and it wasn't like I was going to, you know, take birth as one of those surfers. Thank God. But I thought, that's what happens. You see, oh, look, I remembered that person, and we didn't, I never got to tell him that thing that when he said that to me, and I never gave him a good answer back, and whatever it is, you know, you just get caught into the little drama, and boom, you're back. And against our will, against our better judgment, but that's what happens. And depending on how we've ended the last cycle, will depend on the quality of our rebirth. So three reasons why we were born, we take rebirth, reincarnate. First one is the compulsion of egoic desires and attachments. And they just bring us right back. We haven't finished this. We really wanted to be a millionaire in our last life and we just didn't make it. We really wanted to have a pet store and we just, you know, we laughed, but it's what happens every single time. Some little thing, I always wanted to have a goat, you know, and so boom, okay, you have a goat. And then you go through the whole thing. And I didn't mean that derogatory to Veronica, I really didn't. she's going to find God through those goats, and we all know it. But so, and we're pulled out of the, if we're coming back because of desires, egoic desires and attachment, as Jyotish was saying, usually it's a short sojourn in the astral world because we want to come back and compulsion, you know, it's an addiction to the trying to find fulfillment through the senses. That's really all it is. And until we break that addiction, it's a rapid turnover. But if we've led a life where we've tried to experience higher states of consciousness, then we come back, and the second reason people return is to make spiritual progress. We're saying, because you can't make it in the astral world, you can't make spiritual progress. Master said something very interesting I'd never seen before. He was talking about the beauty of the astral world, but he said, he said the astral world is not an idle place. He said people are very busy there. They have a lot to do to help others, but they're also very happy. So I thought, you know, that's again like a community. We're very busy, but very happy. And just think about that on a higher octave. And that's a part of the astral world. So if we're seeking spiritual progress, very often it'll be a shorter stay in the astral world. We can be there for a long time reveling in it, or we can say, okay, I've had a nice 7 days in Goa, time to get back to work. And there's even that very odd story that Swamiji tells about this great yogi who had died, and he was on his funeral pyre, and then he just leaped up and he entered the body of a young man who was passing by, and he said, I almost was at the point of final liberation, but I need to be in a body, and is it all right if I take yours? And such is the consciousness of India. The man said, of course, of course. It's like my seat on the bus. Yes, take mine, that's all right. But, and then he was able to finish that off. But there's that beautiful, beautiful passage in the Bhagavad Gita. And as Master describes the Gita, it is so sweet and sympathetic, in which Arjuna asks Krishna, but what if I don't make it? What if I do all these yogic practices and self-sacrifice and service and bhakti and all these things and I don't make it? And Swami says in his commentaries, he said, there are three ways of not making it. And this is very interesting. He said, the first is you give up altogether. You say, you know, I tried this, didn't work, going back to the world. And then he said, it will take many, many lifetimes to pick up where you left off. The second way is to get discouraged and keep trying. So one is to give up, one is to let down. Just say, you know, I've really tried for a couple years, but I'm going to just put it on automatic pilot for a while now because I don't see the progress I really wanted. And that's a pitfall. We have to be careful of that. We have to be always, always mindful. Even if nothing happens, just say, I'm with this program. I'm not going into the remedial one. I'm with this one. I'm on the fast track. And he said, if we kind of let down, then we have some period of confusion in the astral world, and then we remember, and then we come back. But he said, the third one is we just simply fall short of the goal. And Krishna assures Arjuna, my devotee is never lost. You will pick up where you left off with the same momentum. And as Jyotish was saying, maybe be born in the home, a prosperous, harmonious home, or even the home of an advanced yogi. And that's our community. This is our environment. So it's important to realize we left off close to the goal, but not yet crossing the mark. And let's not let up in this lifetime. Let's say, as Swami said, I want each of you to have the goal of achieving freedom, Jivan Mukta, freed in this lifetime. And so it's important to talk about the cycle of birth and death, because it helps us to get a momentum. So that's the second reason people reincarnate, is to make spiritual progress. And the third one is the level of simply to help others. There's that beautiful line from The Jewel and the Lotus where the storyteller is talking about Master, and he said, no karma of his own brought him back, but only purest love for suffering humanity. And so here we find ourselves in the orbit, in the family of a great avatar. We have reincarnated in a Rajasic planet, in a Rajasic galaxy, very ego-active, not calm and inward-centered, in a Rajasic age, Dwapara Yuga. Got a lot going against us, but we also have reincarnated under the guidance and blessings and grace of the Avatar who came particularly at this time to say, the time for knowing God has come. I will show you the way out. Through my teachings, you can finish the cycle of death and birth and rebirth. You can get out in this lifetime. And I think for us as devotees, if we're perfectly honest, we have which is always a good thing to be, we have incarnated for all three reasons. We've incarnated because we haven't finished our karma. There was karma compulsion. There were still desires and attachments. We've incarnated because we wanted to make spiritual progress. And we also, as children of Master, we have incarnated to help others. And we just need to keep moving it all on that scale, that side of the scale, where no karma of our own draws us back, but only purest love for suffering humanity. All of Master's children, that's why we came, to finish up this cycle. And he is there cheering for us. He is rooting for us. He is saying, not only for yourself, but for the vast network of others, just as Danny and Brinkley, the military sniper, could see all the kind of the spider web, the network of ramifications from his violent and dark acts. Well, similarly with us, we can't see it, but we have to project out and let our energy flow out into that network of light and blessing and dharma, which is what Master set into motion. And then, as it says in the Bible in Revelations, to him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my Father, and he will go out no more. Then we don't have to go out anymore. If we come back to help others, it's by our own choice, as the great ones do. And I thought to close with, it was very poignant last night. This new little soul entered the world, that our son's son. And here we are giving a class about birth. And I was reading mentally, doing a baptism for this little soul last night, telepathically communicating with him. And as I read Swamiji's baptism ceremony, I thought, what a perfect way to end the class, because we are all reborn in God. As I look around the room, there's probably 15 different countries represented where people have been born. And then if you go back a couple of generations, hundreds of places on earth that all of us have come together at this point in time and space. But we have been reborn as children of Master. And I just want to close by, I've kind of revised the baptism ceremony so that it applies to all of us. But in the ceremony itself, Swamiji says, telepathically commune with the soul of the child. And I invite you all now, I'm going to read this revised version that applies to us. So put all your stuff down, sit quietly, and try to take this as a vow for the rest of your life. This is why I took birth, and this is what I will do in this lifetime. Concentrate at the silver star, at the spiritual eye. We have returned to Earth to join together in the great adventure, the search for highest wisdom. Let us understand that life's true purpose is not to play with desires, not to build for ourselves castles here where nothing lasts, but to use our years on Earth for the construction of our home in Him, who we most love, God alone. Let us use our time on Earth to burn up the seeds of earthly attachments. Let us learn to live for a larger reality than the little ego. Let us use our life to serve others, not only ourselves, to seek wisdom, not merely pleasure, to sow seeds of love, not hatred, of harmony, not disharmony, of joy, not sorrow. Let us be channels of blessing, of kindness and joy to all. Let us not limit our sympathies, but include in them all mankind, all creatures, all life. Let us not be attached to the passing stages of life, infancy, childhood, adulthood, and old age, but let us know in our inner self that we have ever been, are now, and forever shall be the pure, free, and perfect spirit, the image of the infinite Lord. May the divine child in each of us move forward with freedom and joy and spiritual fulfillment in this lifetime.